Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, Americans recycle around 66 million tons of plastic bottles, aluminum cans, and scrap metal, etc. each year. But then China threw a kink into things when they announced last summer that they would no longer accept foreign garbage, which includes recyclables. The Solid Waste Association of North Carolina says these restrictions have disrupted recycling programs throughout the United States, and we were wondering how our state is being affected. Mike Pope is president and general manager of Sunoco Recycling in Hartsville, and today he's in our studio to help us. Mike, welcome.
Thank you.
So first of all, give our listeners an overview, short history of Sunoco Recycling.
Certainly. So Sunoco Recycling is a wholly owned subsidiary of Sunoco. They've been founded in 1899 in Hartsville, South Carolina. And the recycling business really started almost 100 years ago when we started using old newspapers as part of the supply for our paper mills. At that time, we had to go as far away as New York or Miami to get that material. And the business has changed quite a bit since then. Really, back in the 1970s, we grew Sunoco Recycling. Our primary reason is to provide the raw materials for our paper mills, but we also provide many other recycling services across the country.
Including for a lot of municipalities who contract with you to handle a lot of that business.
That's right. So we handle over 200,000 tons a year in North Carolina and South Carolina of residential recyclables, what you put out at your curb in your bin or your cart. We don't drive to the homes to pick that up, but we have it delivered to our facilities, material recovery facilities, or MRFs for short, where we separate those materials and then find a use for them either in our own manufacturing operations or in others around the state and country and around the world.
Let's talk about the decision that China made. Has South Carolina seen an impact from that?
It certainly has, not as drastic as some other parts of the country. If you look at what China's announced and what they're trying to do, the focus is on the environmental side. There have been and still are, when you separate recyclables, it's not 100% of whatever commodity you're sorting for. There are other things that you can't separate out effectively in an industrial scale operation. And China's concern was that there was too much of that coming into the country. If they were buying cardboard or plastic bottles or aluminum cans, that's what they wanted to get, as any operation would. Unfortunately, again, since it's not 100% of that, their concern was on what other contamination was coming into the country. As an industry, we all support that idea of cutting down on the contamination. China's taken a very strict policy on this, more strict than anywhere else in the world. So while we're able to use the same materials here in North America, throughout Europe, and really the rest of the world, China's put a very strict requirement on that's blocked many of those materials from going into China. And as a home for anywhere from a quarter to two-thirds, depending on commodity, of what the U.S. was generating, it has created a big disruption in the supply chain.
And here in South Carolina, we had been sending a lot to China?
We certainly have been sending a fair bit of material to China and other global markets. From a paper standpoint, which we're most familiar with as Sunoco, the Southeast United States is a very strong demand area. There's a lot of production that uses that paper. So while some was exported, it's not as much as in other areas of the country. Take the West Coast, for instance. They don't have very many paper mills there that use recycled fiber, so they have much, much more than they need, and we're exporting that. In South Carolina, we did export some, but we have many paper mills here in the state and in the Southeast that consume that. Other materials vary, but there's a fairly good demand in the Southeast for most recyclable commodities that it has not had as much of an impact as maybe your listeners would have heard in the news in other parts of the country.
And so how do others deal with the contamination issue?
There's always other materials mixed in, and I'll use our own paper mills, for instance. When we take cardboard and we put it into our process, it may have some plastic film, an aluminum can or a bottle, or other materials mixed in there. We have to remove that. Similarly, if you're taking soda and water bottles and you're preparing that for use, it's got a label on the outside, a cap on the top. And it's also mixed with other bottles that weren't perfectly separated. They'll do the same thing as they process that material by making it into smaller pieces. They have to take those other materials out, no different than what China had been doing in the past.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for stopping by the studio today.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Mike Pope is the president and general manager of Sunoco Recycling in Hartsville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.